Hello and welcome to your daily AI in-depth report for the 23rd of August 2026. I'm Alex, and today we're looking at the week's research on artificial intelligence. The central message is that the difficult problem is no longer simply making models produce impressive answers. It is making agentic systems operate safely, reliably, and economically when they can take actions over long periods of time.
And I'm Ingo. That distinction is crucial. A language model that produces an unsafe sentence is mainly a content safety problem. An agent that can send an email, change a production database, initiate a payment, alter infrastructure, or make a decision on behalf of an organization creates a much broader operational and political problem. The research this week suggests that control is moving beyond the model itself and into the systems surrounding it.
That is probably the strongest overall signal from the papers. Safety and reliability are increasingly being designed into runtime harnesses, verifiers, provenance systems, tool interfaces, and resource management layers. In other words, the model may propose an action, but other components need to determine whether that action is authorized, supported by trustworthy information, and safe to execute.
This also changes where competitive advantage may emerge. For years, the focus was largely on who had the strongest foundation model. But if models become components inside complex agentic systems, the decisive advantage may lie in the control plane, evaluation infrastructure, permissions, observability, workflow design, and the ability to recover when something goes wrong.
Let's begin with runtime governance. The paper titled Runtime Governance for Agentic AI proposes an action boundary architecture based on trusted provenance and fail-closed execution. The basic idea is straightforward but important. A model's output should not automatically become an executed command just because it looks plausible.
Fail-closed means that when the system cannot verify an instruction, its origin, the authority behind it, or the validity of its supporting information, it refuses to proceed. That is very different from many current workflows, where a tool call may be treated as inherently trustworthy simply because it came through an approved interface.
The proposed architecture separates the generation of a request from the decision to execute it. A trusted layer should establish where an instruction came from, which tool produced a result, what authority was delegated, and whether the action remains within its permitted boundary. If those conditions cannot be verified, execution should be denied or paused.
This is particularly relevant in sectors such as finance, healthcare, energy, and government. In those settings, the question is not only whether the model is usually accurate. It is whether the organization can demonstrate that a specific action was authorized, based on valid information and carried out within a defined scope.
A related paper, Task-Aware Harness Provisioning for LLM Agents in Mission-Critical Infrastructure Operations, treats the harness around the model as a primary determinant of behavior. The harness includes the information supplied to the model, the tools it can access, and the constraints placed on its actions.
That is an important correction to the idea that capability resides entirely in the model weights. The same model can behave very differently depending on its permissions, the quality of its context, the way tools report errors, and whether the surrounding system forces it to verify its assumptions.
Skill Effect takes a similar approach from a systems perspective. It proposes checked compilation of high-level agent skills into implementations that are constrained by memory and resource obligations. In plain language, an agent's intended capability should be translated into an implementation that can be checked against the resources and permissions it is allowed to use.
None of these papers demonstrates a complete production-grade solution. The abstracts describe proposed frameworks and methods, and many of the results remain author claims in preprints. But collectively, they point toward a credible engineering direction. Reduce the action surface, represent obligations explicitly, and verify important outcomes outside the model.
The need for that separation becomes clearer when we look at tool failures. Outcome monitors, recovery affordances for silent tool failures examines a particularly dangerous class of error. An application programming interface can return something syntactically valid but semantically wrong, such as a cached error page, an unexpected negative price, or stale information.
Traditional software often relies on obvious failure signals, an error code, a timeout, or a broken connection. But an agent can receive a perfectly well-formed response that is nonetheless incorrect. If it interprets that response as authoritative, the workflow may continue while becoming progressively more detached from reality.
Investigates whether models are more likely to accept an unsupported assertion when it is packaged as a tool result. That matters because retrieved information and tool outputs often receive an implicit trust premium. People and models may assume that anything labeled as retrieved or returned by a tool has already been verified.
The practical implication is that tool calls are not automatic grounding. Developers need source authentication, type and range checks, freshness controls, and semantic validation where possible. A financial value should be checked against plausible ranges. A database response should be checked for expected structure and currentness. And the system needs an explicit way to halt or recover when downstream assumptions fail.
For high-consequence tasks, the narrowest enforceable boundary is often the safest one. The model can propose. A policy engine, verifier, or human authority decides whether the proposal can commit a change of state. That may sound slower, but the cost of a small delay is often trivial compared with the cost of an unauthorized transaction or an irreversible infrastructure change.
Policy guide adds another important point. Compliance is a property of the whole workflow, not merely of individual actions. A customer service agent can fail by performing a prohibited action, but it can also fail by omitting a required disclosure, verification step, or escalation.
So governance cannot be reduced to a list of forbidden commands. It needs to understand sequences, preconditions, and obligations. The system should know not only what it must not do, but also what it must do before proceeding.
The second major research theme is the fragility of reliable agency. There is a growing gap between demonstrations of agents completing tasks and dependable autonomous operation. The papers examine self-improvement, persistent memory, multi-agent delegation, and model-based evaluation, all of which are frequently presented as routes to more capable systems.
On the fragility of self-improving agents argues that reported gains from memory-based agents may be sensitive to variance, task ordering, and experimental choices that are not always fully specified. Phantom gains. Auditing self-improvement against a measured null makes a related methodological point. Apparent gains or losses on individual tasks may reflect noisy estimates rather than genuine capability changes.
This is significant for investors and technology leaders because progress claims can affect procurement, valuations, and public expectations. If an agent appears to improve after a self-reflection or memory update, we need to know whether that improvement survives new tasks, different orderings, and independent evaluation.
Auditing self-evolution in financial agents adds concerns about security drift and mismatch between evolved behavior and the execution interface. A system may become better at achieving a benchmark objective while becoming less compatible with the controls that surround it.
That is why accuracy alone is an insufficient release criterion for self-modifying systems. They need regression testing, security evaluation, reproducible training records, change control, and rollback capability. This is familiar software engineering discipline, but the research suggests it is not yet consistently built into agent development.
Persistent memory introduces another layer of complexity. MemTrap Bench proposes testing whether models fall into cognitive traps when using long-term memory, rather than merely measuring whether they can retrieve facts. A memory system can preserve useful context, but it can also preserve misleading assumptions, reinforce an earlier mistake, or cause the agent to overtrust its own history.
That turns an agent from a largely stateless responder into an evolving actor. Past inputs can shape future decisions, and those inputs may include errors, manipulative instructions, or information that should no longer be considered valid. Organizations therefore need memory governance, retention rules, provenance, correction mechanisms, and the ability to inspect what the system remembers.
GraphWake examines how memory-mediated interactions among language model agents can produce polarization cascades. The idea is that agents may influence one another through remembered interactions, gradually amplifying a shared position. That is an interesting result, but it needs careful interpretation. Behavior in simulated agent communities does not automatically establish equivalent effects in human social networks.
Still, it raises a useful strategic question. If organizations deploy networks of persistent agents, could local errors or biases become collective behavior? In a company, that might mean several automated systems converging on the same mistaken assumption because they share contaminated records or reinforce one another's outputs.
Multi-agent systems create similar risks at every handoff. The Hallucination Snowball reports that an error introduced by one agent can propagate through a sequential pipeline without verification. Each later agent may treat the earlier output as an established fact, making the original mistake harder to detect.
This is the danger of laundering uncertainty into authority. A claim may begin as a speculative answer, then appear in a report, then be cited by another agent and finally be presented as a consensus conclusion. By the end, no one can easily identify where the uncertainty ended.
The paper symposium proposes auditable, immutable operational histories for communities of scientific agents. That design logic is strong. When tasks are delegated, logs should record who produced what, which evidence was used, what tool states were observed, and why a conclusion was accepted.
For leaders, this places a practical constraint on the language of agent swarms. Decomposition can make difficult workflows manageable, but it creates more interfaces where context can be distorted, authority can be misassigned, and errors can be presented as verified outputs. The more autonomous and modular the system, the more valuable a shared provenance layer becomes.
The third major theme is economic, selective reasoning and inference efficiency. The research shows less evidence of one dramatic new model architecture and more effort to reduce the cost of reasoning, long context and agent execution.
That matters because test time compute is becoming both a capability lever and a service cost. More deliberation can improve difficult tasks, but applying a large reasoning budget to every request makes systems slower and more expensive. The economic question is becoming, which tasks deserve extra computation, and how can the system recognize them?
Learning When to Think proposes adaptive allocation of reasoning tokens instead of using a fixed budget. Funnel of Thoughts tries to prune reasoning rollouts through early voting, while Training Free Inference Time Self-Reflection and Cost-Bounded Early Stopping seeks better inference without full reinforcement learning retraining.
The common idea is economically attractive. Easy tasks should terminate early. Difficult or high-value tasks should receive more samples, additional tools, or independent verification. But optimization is not automatically safe. Early stopping can preserve a confident error, and consensus can amplify correlated failures rather than remove them.
A paper on when hidden state selection can beat majority voting makes that limitation explicit. Majority voting is useful when errors are independent, but model outputs often share the same blind spots. Internal signals may sometimes help identify the better answer, although that claim still needs to generalize across architectures, domains, and adversarial conditions.
For organizations, the lesson is to treat reasoning budgets as a portfolio. Route routine work to smaller models and short budgets. Reserve expensive reasoning, tools, and human review for cases where uncertainty, consequence, or expected value justifies the cost.
Infrastructure research shows that arithmetic is not the only bottleneck. Cacheable by design, reports a pre-registered negative result for efficiently routing the 235 billion parameter mixture of experts' model on an 8GB GPU. The problem is memory bandwidth. Active expert weights must be moved between memory tiers, so clever routing alone does not solve the serving challenge.
That negative result is valuable because it challenges a common assumption. Sparse models may activate only part of their parameters, but the inactive parameters still have to be stored and the active ones may need to be fetched. In constrained environments, moving data can matter more than performing calculations.
Other work explores partial solutions. S2MO combines mixture of experts' architecture with self-speculative decoding for edge inference. From retrieved context to runtime control uses adaptive compression in edge-based retrieval augmented generation. And learning agent execution for KV cache management focuses on managing cached context across multi-agent workflows.
The strategic direction is clear even if individual methods are not yet validated at scale. Deployment economics increasingly depend on memory movement, cache locality, context length, and reasoning budgets. AI infrastructure strategy cannot be reduced to buying more accelerators.
Flops versus real work makes the related methodological argument that theoretical floating-point operations are an insufficient efficiency metric. A system can appear efficient at the model level while performing poorly in real serving conditions because of data movement, low utilization, retrieval, tool calls, or long context processing.
That has implications for procurement and sustainability claims. Organizations should measure end-to-end latency, energy, memory traffic, and cost per completed workflow. A benchmark that ignores retrieval, orchestration, and tool use may have little connection to the economics of the deployed product.
The fourth major theme is evaluation. Several papers challenge the increasingly common practice of using one language model to judge another. self and other labels induce bidirectional bias in LLM judges' studies. Bias associated with author labels, while LLM-derived preference judgments are not self-consistent, argues that numerical preferences produced by models may not be internally consistent.
That does not mean language model judges are useless. It means they are not neutral instruments. If a model judge has systematic preferences, and those preferences become the reward signal for optimization, developers may produce systems that score well while becoming less useful, less robust, or easier to exploit.
SESSE proposes structured decomposition instead of a single holistic A versus B judgment. That is a sensible direction. An evaluator might separately assess factual accuracy, relevance, reasoning quality, safety, and style, then compare those dimensions against task-specific ground truth.
Evaluation also has to account for distribution shift. A paper on zero-shot vision language models questions whether aggregate conformal prediction coverage guarantees class conditional safety when deployment conditions change. Average coverage can look satisfactory while a particular class of users or environments receives poor protection.
TESTNAV focuses on compositional perturbations, such as blur and brightness changes appearing together rather than separately. Real systems rarely encounter only one cleanly isolated failure mode. Robustness evaluations should combine the degradations and environmental changes that are likely to occur in practice.
The broader lesson is that mean benchmark performance can conceal the operational failures that matter most. Organizations need evaluations that reflect their actual users, environments, consequences, and escalation paths.
The final theme is deployer sovereignty. The paper Bounded Sovereignty and the Control Tax argues that many AI control protocols assume the deployer can instrument the model and surrounding stack. But customers of closed APIs may not have access to weights, hidden activations, training data, system-level logs, or internal safety mechanisms.
That creates a governance mismatch. Customers remain accountable for their workflows, data, and decisions, but they may not have enough observability to explain why a failure occurred. The resulting control tax may take the form of additional monitoring, duplicated safeguards, manual review, and contractual negotiation.
This suggests that model procurement should include questions beyond capability and price. Can the provider offer structured telemetry? Conversions be pinned? Are there reliable incident interfaces? Is there meaningful evaluation access? Can the customer obtain audit information and understand changes in behavior over time?
Open weight models offer more control over the stack, but they create a different risk profile. Fool's Gold starts from the claim that refusal alignment can be removed from open weight models and proposes defensive deception against safety removal attacks. The vulnerability of release time alignment to modification is plausible, but the proposed countermeasure remains preliminary until independently tested.
Security through obscurity can also impose costs on legitimate users and may be brittle against determined attackers. The larger point is that alignment included at release time cannot be assumed to survive every downstream modification, fine-tuning process, or deployment environment.
Position papers on the limits of current model cards and the need for ISO-like interoperability protocols extend that argument. Static transparency documents are difficult to use as governance tools once a model is modified, wrapped in an application, or combined with other systems.
What is needed is a more dynamic governance layer. Common formats for provenance, incident reporting, evaluation results, model versions, authority boundaries, and downstream changes. Laws and policies matter, but they are difficult to operationalize across a supply chain without technical interfaces that let providers, deployers, auditors, and regulators exchange consistent information.
So what should leaders do now? The first priority is to make runtime controls first-class infrastructure. Separate proposal generation from execution. Use scoped permissions, provenance checks, schema validation, transactional limits, independent verifiers, and fail-closed behavior for sensitive actions.
Second, treat memory and self-improvement as control changes to production systems. Test for regression, security drift, and task order effects. Keep reproducible histories, require approval for significant changes, and maintain rollback mechanisms.
Third, manage test time compute deliberately. Use smaller models and short reasoning budgets for routine tasks. Use larger models, extended reasoning, tool calls, or human review when the uncertainty or consequence justifies the additional expense. Measure actual end-to-end performance rather than relying on theoretical flops.
Fourth, demand governability from model suppliers and internal platform teams. The key questions are increasingly whether a system can be observed, constrained, evaluated, and audited, not only whether it tops a benchmark.
And there is a broader economic consequence. As control infrastructure becomes more important, the AI market may reward organizations that can integrate models into dependable workflows. The scarce capability may not be raw intelligence alone. It may be the ability to make intelligence accountable inside institutions.
That is a useful way to summarize the week's research. We are not seeing evidence that autonomous agents are ready for broad, unconstrained delegation in high-consequence settings. Instead, greater capability is increasing the value of systems engineering around the model.
Those are technical questions, but they are also questions about organizational power, liability, and public trust.
The supplied collection is a recency audit set of research papers rather than a complete record, and many findings remain unreplicated preprint claims. So the right response is neither to dismiss the work nor to treat every result as settled fact. It is to use the research as a map of where engineering and governance pressure are building.
And the map points in one clear direction. The future of AI deployment will depend on control planes, provenance, robust evaluation, efficient inference, and accountable authority boundaries. The model remains important, but it is only one part of the system that society will ultimately have to trust.
That's all for this in-depth report on AI research for the week to the 23rd of August 2026. I'm Alex.
And I'm Ingo. Thanks for listening.